Okay, today we begin our 15th study in the book of Isaiah. We come today to chapter 25, verse number 1. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. In other words, he says, God, I will honor you because you do what you say you're going to do. You can be trusted. You can be counted on. Verse 2, for thou hast made of a city an heap, of a fortified city a ruin, a palace of foreigners to be no city, it shall never be built. In other words, there is no enemy of God or enemy of his people that he cannot handle. 3, therefore shall the strong people glorify thee? The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. The wrath of God wakes some people up. After seeing his anger, at least some will repent. At least some will respect him, if for no other reason than his great power. 4. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is like a storm against the wall. And so God also shows his great power when he provides shelter for his people who seem to be without hope. There are many ways that God shows his power. Verse 5, thou shalt bring down the noise of aliens as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. A cloud reduces the sun's heat and provides some relief on a hot summer day. Well, the Lord God reduces his people's fear of the wicked in the same way, like a cloud that covers the heat of the sun. Verse 6, and in his mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, I should say, of wines on the lees well refined. Good times. This huge celebration that God says he will prepare for all nations refers to the second coming of Christ, when his elect people are gathered from the four corners of the earth. 7. And he will destroy in his mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. And it says that he will destroy in his mountain the face of the covering cast over all people. Now, God, in other words, is going to remove the trouble that hangs like a cloud over his people and makes them sad. He's going to remove that thing. Verse 8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. When Jesus makes the new creation, the new heavens and the new earth, that will be it for sadness and pain. And God has promised this. His reputation is on the line, and he will come through, as he always does. Verse 9, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. All God's people will be very happy that God is their God in that day. It was worth it. It was worth the trouble. It was worth the patience. His people will rejoice because they trusted him. And sure enough, he came through for them. And all is well. Verse 10. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trampled down under him, even as straw is trampled down for the dunghill. The hand of the Lord refers to the power of God, power to crush evil, and power to bless his people. 11. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. In other words, the wicked will struggle to survive like a person swims to avoid drowning, but God will make sure that they do not survive. 12. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. In other words, the defenses of the wicked shall be useless against the power of God. Chapter 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. God compares the fate of the wicked with how he protects and will protect his people on the day of judgment. Verse 2, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation that keepeth the truth may enter in. It's important to understand that the honorable, those who are loyal to God, will be welcome into the ranks of God's people. He turns no one away who wants to belong to him and wants to do what is right. 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. When a person puts their full confidence in God, they won't worry. Even when things are not good, they will not worry. But the key is to put your full confidence in God. Whether things turn out the way you want them to or not, that's not where the focus needs to be. It's on God will do the right thing, whether it's the pleasant thing for us or not. He will do what is right in the long run. Verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God is everlasting strength. God will always be there for us, doing what is best, but we must continue to trust in him and not bail out on him. Because in the end, we will be winners if we hang in there. Verse 5. For he bringeth down those who dwell on high. The lofty city he layeth low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. God will completely change things. The poor, who are righteous, the sad, who are godly, will have it good. Meanwhile, the bad, who have called the shots, will be brought low. 7. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. You know, if people live the right way, then God will give them a good life, sooner or later. Verse 8. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. The important thing is to trust God to bring about what is fair. And it pleases God when we desire all people to trust in him, and we work to that end by prayer and by getting out the Word of God. Verse 9, with my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Yeah, if the people of the world would honor God, they would be fair to one another. They would be good to one another. And it would be a much better world. Verse 10. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. That is so true. Some people are bad, and they just won't change. There are those who really have a faulty viewpoint of human beings, of mankind. They think that everyone is good, basically, and no one is really bad if they're just understood. And if they're just educated, they will do the right thing. That is so wrong, and it leads to so much trouble. Some people are bad, and they just won't change. God can be nice to them. Other people can be nice to them, but they remain evil because they are evil. 11. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. It is possible for people to repent when they see how blessed God's people are, and not always blessed outwardly, but blessed with strong faith and peace in the midst of storms. It is possible for people to see that and repent. But if they do not repent, then they certainly will be punished. Verse 12, Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Isaiah says, God, everything we have achieved is a result of your goodness to us. 13. O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. God's people Israel have suffered at the hands of foreigners many times. In fact, her history has many examples of that. Many have flexed their muscle over God's people, but God is still alone their God. 14. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. Oppressors of God's people come and go, and they are all losers in the end. Verse 15. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. And what this is saying is that the wicked fail and the wicked fall, never to rise again, but God's people continue to increase. And so though all their efforts to destroy God and to destroy God's people end up a big waste of time. 16. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Bad times are often good things for God's people. And sometimes for people who are not yet God's people, because many times those who are not close to God will pray hard when they are desperate. 17. As a woman with child, who draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain, and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. One of the best things for our souls is God letting us experience pain, like a woman in labor. It's no fun, but it sure does get people praying. 18. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. And that is the fate of the wicked, by the way. They experience pain, but unlike the woman in labor, there's nothing good to show for it. Not if they don't repent. 19. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is like the dew of the herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. The dead who belong to God will live again. He mentions dew here. You know, dew helps crops to live. And God is like dew. He will bring life to his people who die. 20. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation is past. God tells his people to hang in there until his anger has run its course, because good times are coming for those who take refuge in God. Verse 21, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. God is coming from heaven to punish the evil ones, is what he is saying. He knows their sins, even those that are hidden from people, and he will punish. They will not be able to hide their guilt on Judgment Day. Next time, chapter 27. Until then, so long, everyone.